And hit the little button over here saying robot intro.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
And we sing along.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show five days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba, the podcast, the podcast.
It is the podcast.
Big D and Bubba podcast.
All right. Now, before we go any further, this part of the show is, or the podcast this week is sponsored by 5-Hour Energy. And did you know 5-Hour Energy shots now have 10 delicious flavors? New improved taste, 10 great flavors. Have you tried 5-Hour Energy lately?
Yes.
I hate Periscope. I think it is the stupidest thing
Periscope
ever
created. Periscope is awesome.
Stupid.
All right. So if you're watching
stupid.
Periscope, you know what's going on. You know what's happening. Now, if you're listening to the podcast, you have no clue.
If you're listening to the podcast, Bubba is, while we're taping this, live streaming us taping this on Periscope, which I will say again is stupid.
It's the hot new
it's
app,
distracting
dude.
Distracting him. It's causing all kinds of, you know... It's just it's unnecessary and dumb. There.
Patrick is a hater.
Yeah,
he does
I'm a hater.
Like Periscope.
I do not like Periscope.
It has ruined my morning
more times than once.
I've been Periscoping all kinds of stuff, and it's cool.
You know, Bubba, this is the way Bubba is.
Yes.
But it's whenever there's anything new, he jumps on it, and it's like he's definitely an early adopter.
Was I wrong with the MySpace thing? No. Was I wrong with the Facebook thing? No. Was I wrong with the Twitter thing? No. All those things stick around.
There have been about a dozen
other
ones.
Yeah, you just named the ones you're right on.
Yeah,
Was I wrong about the sun coming up this morning? Was I wrong that it was going to get dark later on today?
And I'm just
did
saying.
Did I not correctly?
Stay dark for a while and
what?
Then...
Did I not correctly predict that the Super Bowl would be the most watched TV broadcast of the entire
year?
Was
I wrong about that?
No.
Was I wrong that I can send you a text message and you get it within seconds? No.
Haters gonna hate. Haters gonna hate. I'm telling you right now. Look, here's the thing,
no,
dude.
No, it's when we're having a private conversation off the air in the kitchen and you bring that stupid thing in and you're live streaming it. It can't be stopped. It can't
that's
be edited.
The point.
That's not the point.
What gets me is that you change when it goes on.
And yes, you do. Your whole
you
your
turn
voice
into a
changes,
yes, you turn
your demeanor.
In, yes,
and it's
not
yeah,
even
that idiot guy that just jumped up and down.
Because that's not what you do.
That's
I
not
that,
you.
I did that just for you guys.
It's not. So it's really not even a realistic behind
and,
the scenes
and I'm
thing.
Not me. It makes me. I know I'm on camera, so my whole demeanor changes.
You
I don't want to be on
high
camera.
Strung.
I don't know.
Because I don't want to be on camera.
I don't mind it. I really don't mind it. My only thing, like I told you yesterday, is that it is... I
Are
find
you
that
the Unabomber now?
I find that it's going to be boring for 99% of people using it.
I can already tell you, there have been multiple things said on the podcast that people aren't going to get. Like, you just made a crack reference to him putting his hood up on his hoodie and calling him the Unabomber. Nobody would catch that because you're forgetting that the... People listening to this can't see it, okay? There's only going to be like 9 people that see this on Periscope. We get several thousand who download the podcast that aren't going to get what we're talking about because they're not seeing it. You present things differently. We are audio people. This is what we do.
He's hungover.
I'm hungover.
He is very hungover. Patrick actually slept here at the studio last night.
Stupid. I still think it's dumb. I really do.
I want to try something. I want you to stand up. Come on, Patrick. Play with me.
I want to stand up.
I am standing.
Play with me.
I'm sure.
I want you to stand up. Okay. Now, I want you to put your hands out like this.
See, I can't.
I still think you're drunk.
But
I think you're drunk.
Okay. Stop focusing on the fact that I'm on camera.
ABC's backwards?
Yeah. No, I can't do that when I'm sober.
ABC's forwards?
You know, that's the reason why they even ask you that. That's the only reason they do that. Cop told me that. I was like, man, you know when you guys ask like drunk people, do you think they're drunk? Like, say their ABC's backwards. Like, I go, I can't do that. And now, right now, and he goes, that's the point. We want them to say on tape, well, I can't even do that sober because now you're admitting that you're drunk.
Oh, that's pretty weak.
No, that's pretty
I
good.
Mean, that's actually
yeah, but,
really good.
But
that's
I would
really
say
good.
That, I would say that if I was sober or drunk, that's exactly. I would say it the same
they
way.
They don't care. They got you.
Yeah. It's,
okay,
it's,
listen. This is
a really nasty trick. Is what it is,
sir. You want to know? I'm pulled you over. this morning.
Can I sit back down? No? I don't want to stand here and do this.
Sir, put your hands where I can see them.
Patrick, let's go walk the line. We have a line here.
I'm not walking the line. I'm sitting back down.
Dude, we have
Bubba,
a line here.
Bubba and his video have annoyed me to the point that I'm not playing along with it at all.
So, people can, on this new technology, when they're watching live events, which is normally people tying their shoes or driving in traffic or playing video games, they can comment on these things that they're seeing or things they're hearing.
Yep.
And so that's what's happening. Are people commenting?
I don't know, because my hand is blocking it, so I can't read what they're saying.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
Okay, I'm sure they've...
You can watch it. See, that's the cool thing is you can pull it up on your phone and you can watch us watching you.
Yeah, and hey, here's a great thing. Everyone listening to the podcast, you can't watch it because it only exists live.
Hi, Ghost Girl. Ghost Girl just said hi. See, I moved my hand.
Yeah, I'm officially moving to the I hate Periscope.
Thank you!
Pull out your Periscope thing. I want to see what happens if we do like an infinite loop of Periscoping. So like you watch
the
Periscope.
Okay, I'm on the Periscope.
Okay, so again, while he's doing this, Periscope is an app. It's basically live streaming through Twitter. And it's really cool. I think it's cool. I think it's very cool. Big
deal. See, here's the thing. You'll be off of it in a month.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will.
God, dude, I pray you're off of it.
I used Vine once last month.
Once last month.
It's not what we do, and it causes you to not focus on what we're supposed to be doing.
Okay, are we supposed to be doing a podcast?
Yeah, and you aren't focusing on it at all. You're holding that stupid camera up in my face.
Guess what we're doing, Patrick?
Oh, wow.
It's called a podcast.
A boring podcast that no one is going to enjoy.
Look, it's a little delay.
Yeah, there's a little bit of delay on it. So.
Oh, wow. Now you two are holding your phones up to each other.
That's crazy. Watch this. Oh, wait, here, plug your phone in.
No,
oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Audio.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay, this is going to be really trippy because now
we're
going to hear the
delay.
Turn
me up on the
board. I'm going to put my headphones on so I can hear this. So we're going to listen to the delay.
Now we're going to hear the delay.
That's crazy.
I'm going to put my headphones on
so
I can hear
this. See, there we go.
So we're going to listen to the delay.
Yeah, this is, how can you not love this?
Wait, leave your phone there. I want to see what happens, how many of us's we can get. Like, you know, whenever you look into a mirror with a mirror behind you,
it looks like
a million views.
Yeah, when your mama's getting you all dressed for your Easter outfit at JCPenney, and they have that mirror that's got like...
When your mama's getting you all dressed for Easter outfit at JCPenney.
Man, what fantastic audio you've created for our audience.
No,
my goodness. I'm so proud of us right now.
It's fun, dude. It's fun. Look, okay, what do we do every single podcast? We do it a little bit different than the last. It's fun. I like doing different things, and that's cool.
Sadly, I'm going to admit to you that was the coolest thing that you've done so far with Periscope.
Because you know it was cool. I don't know how many people. Do you think anybody else has done that ever in the
no
world yet? Are we the first ones?
First ones. Because
first
it's so
one.
New.
It's
we're the
so
first
new.
Ones
we're
to do
the
that.
First ones.
Someone's saying, Patrick, get with the program.
Yeah, someone, the one person who's watching this live
stream. No, we
have
a bunch of people watching it.
Yeah, there's like five.
Five?
Mm-hmm. That's about as many as
you're right.
To
we
our
should
podcast.
Just not worry about that radio show we do anymore. We should just focus on the five. We might be able to get that up to 20.
Hey, I remember a time. I can remember a time when I, because for, what is it now? About maybe 5 years, I was trying to convince Big D to do a podcast, and he was completely not into it. I don't want to do a podcast for two people on the internet. And now, thousands listen, now it's kind of cool. So yeah, we're early on the whole Periscope thing, but soon there will be more than four people listening.
I mean, yeah, it's going to grow. It's going to grow. It's just
It's still not what
I'll go
we're
back
good at,
to.
You know?
It's most of this is going to be really lame.
Look, yes. Ghost Girl says exactly. It just came out yesterday.
It doesn't make it not lame.
It isn't not lame.
It's not lame. It's just that people are going to make it lame.
Here's the thing.
Because you're going to have to perform. If you're going to do it, you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to be dancing monkeys. You're going to have to do whatever. Like Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon's using it, and Jimmy shows his pre-show, like the rehearsals. That's interesting. But what's going to happen is the masses, the guys who just have it, the girls who just have it, they don't do this. They're not entertainers.
Why don't
you
put my makeup on? That's what you're
going
to have
it's
a lot
be
of
that.
Makeup stuff.
And prawn.
And what? Oh,
and prawn.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of prawn.
You think so?
Are you kidding? I
can't
believe people aren't doing it already.
I've already done it. I'm doing it right now. Don't go any lower.
Nobody. The Big Periscope D is looks not up. Wearing any pants.
It never looks down.
That's why it's Periscope.
Not
Periscope up. Oh, that's not a Periscope.
What's the other one?
Scuba diving? I don't know, man. Yeah.
What's the other? It's going to come out of spin. A spinoff of it's going to be like.
Submarine.
Yes. All right. Well, enough about that. Are we done with the Periscope?
All right. Well, bye, Periscopers. It's been cool. Thank you for putting up with us on the podcast, too.
And
if you want to hear the rest of the podcast, hey, Kyle, what's up, dude? So Kyle just checked in. I thought that was cool.
Bye, anyway. Ghost girl.
Huh?
I said bye, ghost girl.
Bye, ghost girl. All right. And if you want to hear like the rest of the podcast, just go ahead and listen to that. We'll have that uploaded here shortly. Oh, bye, Tanya. Look, dude, yeah. People are into it.
I know.
Man.
People love it, man. They really
do. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I hate you two so much.
That's my first Periscope scare. Yay!
I think it closed, man. Oh, no, it's still gone.
Well, he slapped it. I'm sorry. I didn't.
I thought maybe he stopped it.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, thank you. People like that.
See, now that, I'll watch. I'll watch that all day.
See, even I think that's funny. would have been funnier if you had filmed it. We could post it on YouTube and people could watch it all day. That's why I prefer to tape something and put it on YouTube.
Why are you yelling?
Because!
All right, well, bye Periscope, people.
By the way, Chelsea Flick. Hey, Chelsea, what's up? I just realized that's Chelsea. She said, this makes me so happy.
Yeah, well.
Patrick getting scared is awesome.
Hey, Carlos.
There's Carlos. It's really, our studio is like Pee-wee's Playhouse. You have random people walk in.
Carlos is a UPS guy.
Brings the UPS.
Carlos is the UPS guy. Hey, Carlos, say hi to the world.
Hello, world.
All four people in the world right now.
See you, man.
All right. Yes. Bye, Carlos.
Later, Carlos.
Did he bring a big old box?
That was a really big box.
Oh, you know what that is? That's all of our stuff.
That's all of our stuff.
That's the box we just sent us from. Okay. All right, we're going to turn this off unless we want to show off some of the goodies.
Well, I mean, you might as well. Now.
Yeah, they're saying open the box on.
Is the box you shipped to yourself?
Yes. Yeah,
from this past weekend. Yeah, we were out at, we're doing part of the LA County Air Show last weekend. And we're so, you know, Bob and our pilots, and we love everything aviation, and except for wrecks and crashes. And then we were so surprised.
Nobody likes wrecks and crashes.
When. We were honored by Lockheed Martin for our support of the military. They gave us some really cool stuff. The Thunderbirds gave us some cool stuff. Some people from Edwards Air Force Base with the F-22 Raptor program, they were kind enough to let us tour the facility, kind of a private tour, kind of behind-the-scenes thing. And then we were given a lot of really just great gifts from listeners and pilots that – we
so
ran into
you couldn't bring it
yeah oh yeah these are things that like a lot of well you'll see we're opening it up there are like autographed pictures and models that are autographed by the entire crew of the Thunderbirds and we're gonna Bob and I have already thought we're gonna hang the models. Normally they're like desktop, they've got like a little base and it looks like the plane's kind of flying or whatever. Bob had a great idea. We're going to invert it. We're going to attach it to the ceiling in the bathroom.
Well, because it's the United States Air Force Thunderbirds. Why would they not be inverted?
Yeah, they'd be upside down and laughing and, like, having a mustache.
The F-22... Come step over here, and you can keep talking on this mic while I unwrap some of this.
All right, okay.
I said unwrap. I'm going to unwrap it.
What made you say that? yeah, so... It was really cool. Wow.
This is packed really good.
Yeah, we didn't. What is that? The model?
I don't. Yes.
Which?
Oh,
look at that. That's the Thunderbird model.
America just being awesome is what this is.
And it's signed by all the pilots. Look at how cool that is, man. That's so
check
awesome.
Check that out.
So that was really cool. And then
we'll post pictures too. If you're one of the Android users who are listening and you don't have Periscope yet, we're going to go ahead and post pictures.
What is that?
Up on the
coffee mug?
From who?
I don't know.
Well, those are the coffee mugs that came from Lockheed Martin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was part of our awesome little thing. Anyway, so we're going to take the F-16 and invert it up on the ceiling.
In the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
That's where all of our stuff is, by the way.
So everybody, yeah, it's our stall of fame.
We don't put anything on the walls. But yeah, it was so cool, man, to be able to. Are we gonna open up all of this stuff?
Why not?
Are we just doing
Everybody's saying show us.
Yes, I'll say it again. This must sound incredible, though.
If somebody is going to take
I do love the sound of bubble wrap popping.
If someone is going to take the time to listen to the podcast, they're going to listen to all this because it's entertaining.
Wait. Look in that blue thing. There's something in there.
This is America.
Shot glasses.
Okay.
Wow, you are really bad at that.
Yeah, well, at least I shaved my beard.
Big finish.
Oh, this guy. Oh, don't put that on the. Oh my God, Patrick,
almost a fire.
That would have been a big finish.
It's all fun and games until the studio catches on fire.
Is there anything better than bubble wrap? I'm sorry. If bubble wrap is one of those sounds like chalkboard and fingernails for you.
Kyle Matthews says, Big D and Bubba's studios burned down after bubble wrap incident.
He almost did it again. Dude, he threw another one of these things on the end.
Yeah, it's not going to be entertaining.
These are patches. These are patches.
Awesome.
F-16 Fighting Falcon. Another one with a sticker. Oh, that's
we're,
a skunk's
We're
going to
be
work.
Posting...
What is that?
Is that Skunk Works?
It's a Skunk Works
coaster?
Yeah, but it's made out of like paper. I don't...
Here, put my coffee mug on it.
I guess it is. It's anyway.
Well, then again, I don't want to use
that. Do you know what Skunk Works is?
Nope. That skunk is the awesomeness of America.
That they've been responsible for
all the
super,
I say all the
not
a,
all
a
but...
lot of the super secret airplane projects.
This may even
for America.
Oh yeah, here they are.
The
U-2, the SR-71, all kinds of stuff. The Raptor, F-22 Raptor. This is a really nice little setup, dude. So, yeah, they give us a bunch of stuff. And we got pictures in there that are autographed from pilots who are overseas who listen to us on AFN. It was so cool, man, just to meet. We had a guy come up to us and, like, it was so cool. And people were, like, waiting for, like, 2 hours to meet us, which is weird.
What is this?
Awesomeness.
Whoa!
Yes, that's our F-22.
Yeah, be careful with that.
Be very careful. We have two of them, one for me, one for him.
Yeah, it's F-22.
We got to actually hang out with the test pilots. Hey, Hooter, if you're watching this. What up, Hooter? And Cheryl and Kim and the whole gang over there, Tall Paul and... all the goodies.
Just so you know, that plane is super high tech. We collectively, the three of us, weigh more than the real F-22 Raptor did. We got to meet people who were coming up. This one guy came up and he was just like, "Hey, I don't want to, you know."
Oh, the guy who cried.
Yeah, he goes, "Thanks for getting ahead of my story, Bob."
Well, no, I'm just like, I didn't know.
Jeez.
Hey.
Oh, the guy who cried
and then
showed you a picture of his son who died. Yeah, oh, yeah. Tell that story.
No, that isn't what happened.
No. But he just came up and he was just like, hey, I just want to let you guys know that I was overseas. I was in Iraq and we would listen to you guys. It was a little bit of home. And he starts crying. He said, you know, it was.
And he did not want to take a picture
nope.
of this.
We're
like,
take a picture,
I was like, can we
want...
get a selfie? And he's like, no, I don't want. I said, no, not for. We're not going to post this anywhere.
I just
wanted
Bubba,
a selfie for us. And he was like, begrudgingly, he did it. And I'm glad he did because I've looked at that picture several times. It's a good reminder, you know, that, you know, this isn't just about playing the new Luke Bryan song, you know, a couple times a day. It's about people in life. And yes, I know the Lockheed Martin paper.
Lockheed Martin has their own bags.
And tissue paper.
With their logo on it, which is one thing, but the tissue paper...
Has their logo
on it.
Dude, as someone who has been at the test flight facility, wait until you go to the bathroom. That's all I'm going to say.
All right.
So are you not going to talk anymore? Or
I can't. There's things over there
you
can't.
It would be great if people like actually literally did that, and that's all I'm going to say, and they just stopped talking.
Like for the end of time, yeah. I'm done.
And what is that, a picture
These
of?
These are just photos of different fighters.
We have a bunch of those that are autographed.
Yeah, these aren't the one. The autographed ones, I think, are in the box in the bottom. This is a great podcast material. No, I think it's interesting because, you know, it's cool to be able to tell these stories about hanging. Oh, there's a bunch of stuff on the bottom you didn't get to.
No, it's another one of these podcasts.
Look at Bubba's T-shirt. Bubba has the.
It's Baymax and Luke Skywalker and C-3PO all mashed up, and it's cool. Don't be hating.
Yeah, no, it's just more of the same stuff.
What happened?
I thought I screwed it up.
Oh.
I don't know. We may not be on.
All right. If we stop the, let me see. Is it still going?
I don't know. I'm tired of holding it.
Yeah, it's still going.
That's what she said.
what? She's never said that.
You're the only one laughing at that.
I am.
Those are awesome.
Anyway, thank you to all of our servicemen and women. We appreciate what you guys and gals do. It's we can't do it. We would if we could. We just can't.
Yeah. I'm gonna turn the Periscope off. Guys, it's been fun on Periscope. And, I don't know. Can they hear, like, whenever you're over there talking? When Big D is over there, can you hear him fine? Just like a yes or no? Anybody?
Can you hear me? Am I fine? You can hear me fine?
Like, I think I know you can hear Patrick because he's really loud. Oh, they're saying yes. All okay. Right. That's like the third time Ghost Girls told us bye.
Yeah, because you keep saying bye, but you don't turn it off.
I'm that
you're
guy.
Like that lady at a party that keeps telling everyone.
Well, I really got to go.
God. It's so good to see everybody. I really have to go. And then 20 minutes later, I really got to get out of here.
I don't want to. I've had to finish off this glass.
Heading out any minute now.
Okay.
Okay.
So good to see you.
It was great seeing everybody.
Okay. We'll see you later. Okay.
All
hey,
right.
I meant to ask you, are you on that Periscope thing? Have you heard about that? I'm thinking about getting on it because I want people to see me making sugar cookies. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get on that, and it's going to be
great. But anyway,
great.
Gotta go.
But
so
I gotta leave. So I've overstayed.
Guys.
I've stayed too long. I've got to go. Don't stop me. Let me get out of here. I got baking to do. I've got to go now,
dude.
I'm going.
You, that's
dude.
Your mess.
No, half of that is you, bubble wrap moron.
He's still drunk.
Okay, I'm really going to turn it off now. So,
Patrick,
Big D, wave bye.
Okay,
wave bye to the kid. Okay, Patrick, wave bye.
No.
What's bye. Wrong with you?
And go listen to the rest of the podcast later.
I'm not going
to
be his dancing monkey that stupid thing.
It is not stupid. It's awesome. It. Now I can't turn it off because now you said it was stupid.
Okay, gotta go now.
All right.
Look at the time.
My goodness,
geez.
I can't believe I've been here so long. I really got to get out of here.
Don't hold me. Don't let me hold you here.
You have no idea.
Okay?
I mean, really.
Yeah, just, goodness.
Yeah, okay, turn it off.
Yeah, please.
So, how much did you drink last night?
I
actually turned it off, by the way.
How much did you
drink? I'd have to look. I logged all of my drinks in my fitness pack.
How many calories was that?
You put your drinks in your app?
Yeah, for calories.
I log all of my calories.
How many?
Even
calories?
When I'm drinking, I'm logging my calories.
How many was it?
Wow.
I didn't go over my limit, so I don't.
You don't
but
know.
I don't remember how many. I didn't eat dinner. All I did was drink whiskey.
You drank your dinner?
Kids, don't do that.
No, bad. Yeah, and leave the party when you're supposed to.
Yes.
It's three waters to every beer.
Oh.
Hey, what was the thing you told me earlier? beer before liquor, you
never
won't
been
be sicker.
Yeah.
Liquor before
beer, you're in the clear.
And that's not true.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
It's not true. What happens is if you change your alcohol up later in the evening, when you have the proclivity to get sick, then that's when it's going to happen. It has no wherewithal on the whether it's alcohol, beer, whatever.
He said that you're not like once you start drinking like.
No, that's not true.
Whiskey,
you should stay with
whiskey. Not true. That's your own stomach. That has nothing to do with.
That is, I don't know. That's only become an adage because it's true for most people.
That you stay with one alcohol and you don't get off.
You don't want to mix.
Can you get? Can you do one? Can you start with whiskey and go to something else?
I could drink a different drink all night long. Every drink switch something in it. The
only things that magical.
No, the only things that get me sick are things like when I was younger, I drank a lot of the sweet stuff like hurricanes and daiquiris and all that. I can't take that anymore. I really can't. Just personally, it's too sweet. I'm not into really sugary things now.
The thing is,
except for cookie dough,
alcohol affects everybody differently. It really does. There are people who
Like, I can drink whiskey all night, and it affects me no differently than if I drink beer or if I drink red wine. I have a lot of friends that can't drink dark liquor, though. They drink whiskey, it affects them totally different than vodka. It makes them different people. So,
are you the opposite of what your normal personality is?
No,
or does it just.
It amps up.
You become more like, hey, you're like, you're the party guy.
Like, I'm usually loud and trying to be funny in the center of attention, and like, it just gets worse.
You get obnoxious.
I get very nice, though. Like, I'm nice to everybody. I'm very friendly. I try to make everybody laugh. I'm not nice in real life. So I guess when I'm drunk, it makes me a little bit nicer.
You're nice. You are.
Until he turns the camera on, I guess.
I was about to say, you've been very nice all day.
I've seen Baba drunk-ish. I don't get drunk.
I'm not one of those, and you have seen me drunk several times. It's just you didn't know. I'm one of those people that I hold my alcohol very well.
I know, but not by the way you're acting. But when you look at his eyes, it looks like he just got maced. He's got.
I've seen that.
Like,
yes.
It's this, like, did you just run from the cops? Are you in an altercation? Because he has that look. And he kind of has, he's very, like, drunk Irish kind of vibe, which I don't even think you're Irish.
Yeah, there is Irish here, man.
There's some Irish something going on, but it's just funny. It's funny. But you still feel bad, Patrick?
I'm just tired. I didn't sleep a lot.
You hungover?
A little hungover.
Why don't you go into your office and lay down and close
your
eyes?
That's a great idea. You guys would never, you know, film me or run in and scream and wake me up or any of that.
We wouldn't do it on Periscope.
I mean, you literally
did
it 15 minutes ago on this same podcast.
No. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Say your alphabet backwards.
I really can't do that.
Touch your nose.
I don't know anyone who can do that.
CXYQRSMNLOP.
I can't. Yeah.
CBA.
What's the weirdest thing that you guys can do? Like, what's a strange something in that world that like you're like, hey, I can do this, and most people can't. Okay.
Eep, eep. Yeah, I got nothing.
Eep, eep, eep. Look, there goes a tumbleweed.
That was a bad question.
Yeah. What's the one thing you can do that no one else can do?
I can make a clover out of my tongue.
You know what gets me is like Kathy, I'm sure she's listening because she'll listen to it like weeks later. She'll be like, hey, like when we first started dating, she would have like a cherry or something and she would tie the stem in her mouth, you know?
Yeah.
And like for some reason it was supposed to be some kind of a turn on and I felt like it was supposed to be. So I'd be like, oh yeah. But the whole time I'm like, okay. But
are you still doing this?
And so I'm sitting here watching her. It looks like she's chewing cud, you know? It's like this. And then she goes, it looks, da-da. And you're like, oh, wow. And
that's
she's like,
terrific.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just kind of, I think a lot of women feel that that's like a.
I thought it was supposed to work the other way. When dudes did it, women were supposed to think it was sexy. Just don't make me say it. Just nod and act like you get it. Okay. When I was 16 years old, one of the guys in my high school said, yeah, if you could learn to do that, girls would think that was hot. No girl has ever thought that was hot.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, worked. I think guys.
Did that guy show you how to do it?
Nope. I just figured it out.
Come here, Patrick.
I'll show you.
Let me show you. Like
you know what
happens? When they get behind you and like they're holding
the
your arm.
Like a
tennis swing.
Okay.
Now, like when the old creepy guy gets behind the hot blonde. Okay, now you're just gonna back and forth. Just like that. You're doing great.
Okay.
Yeah, just like that, babe. Now you wanna make sure that when the bob's coming in,
no.
Make
Could
really
you
good
stop
contact.
Super creepy gotta, voice.
Okay, I gotta get really close to you now. Okay, boy, it's hot out here. I'm gonna take my shirt off.
Okay. You know what did happen once?
You like to smoke cigarettes?
Please stop that voice. God. I had a
I wanna play the Dave thing.
Dave,
the creepy thing, the one, our the voice guy.
That's your
remember the
ADD.
The creepy
so,
thing. You're doing your little voice. No, this is funny.
Want to talk to Big D and Baba?
Yeah, Dave is our voice guy. Dave is amazing. He's a guy that I worked with in Guam years ago.
Did you tell him to cut it creepy?
No, I told him. I said, just give us a bunch of fun, different reads.
This is
on
what
it.
He comes up with. Is
no,
fun.
He did some fun ones, but then he did this one. And I swear, it sounds like he's wearing a clown outfit selling ice cream at the park.
Want to be a part of the Big D and Bubba show?
Call now 1-800-667-8.
Want to find out what lives in my basement?
Is your mom and dad around?
Want to put the lotion on the skin?
I'm friends with your dad. He said to pick you up.
Hey, want to get some candy? Come to the Big D and Bubba.
We've actually played won
that.
It.
I think we played that like twice on the air. Both times
wanna
we played it. We're just like, what just happened?
Want to be part of a federal stinging operation?
Want to be a part of the Big D and Bubba show?
Want to see what's buried in the hidden files on my hard drive?
You want to see how long it takes men with FBI jackets to show up at my apartment?
Want
to
be a part of the Big D and Bubba show?
Oh, want to run off to Europe with Roman Polanski?
Have you ever been to China?
Want to be a part of...
Okay.
I feel like there's a Euron Vandersloot joke I could make, there. But I really
with
don't
those
know.
Joke, we could do those jokes all day. Like 5 minutes from now, one of us out of nowhere is just going to pop up with a...
Want to be a part of the...
Who knows Vandersloot's first name? Want to
cash royalty checks from Gary Glitter? All your pervert jokes, just one after another. Want to find out what's living in... what's that guy's name? I dropped it. The guy that murdered the thing with the terrible hair, and he was...
Gacy?
Spectre.
Arlen Spectre?
No, not Arlen Spectre.
No, I know who you're talking about. The guy who did all
Phil
the...
Phil Spectre.
Yes, Phil Spectre.
Want to find out what's living under Phil Spectre's wig?
You want to play hide the quarter?
Okay, maybe we should get away from this. I'm going to turn Periscope back on.
Oh, man, Periscope really missed out on all
They're
the good
missing
stuff.
Out on all the good yeah. stuff.
I'm just going to say this. 12-year-olds, dude.
Oh.
Remember that from Big Lebowski?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I got to stop laughing. That's so funny.
We were talking about something else.
Okay, we're talking about cherry stemming. I was going to say, I had a friend of mine in college who was a bartender. He had broke up with his girlfriend, and then he wanted to go out, you know, drinking and meet girls. So I'm like, I was trying to cheer him up, you know. We're going to go, oh, yeah, we're going to go out. So he tells me, well, we're going to meet girls tonight. I went, of course we are, thinking, no, we're not. That's never going to work. Granted, but I want to tell the story and point out that he was good looking, okay? Like, he knew we were going to meet girls.
Was that the guy who taught you how to tie the cherry string?
No. Okay. And by we, I mean he. He knew he was going to meet girls. But he goes, so here's what we're going to do to meet girls. He takes some matchbooks. He was a bartender. He knew how to do this trick. And he, with one hand, flips the matchbook open, takes one match, flips it, and flicks it like a cigarette lighter and lights the one match, all with one hand. It's a very cool-looking trick. And he goes, I'm going to teach you how to do this, and we're going to use this to meet girls. I'm like, this is never going to work, dude.
That's like Andrew Dice Clay type stuff.
Hey, I think Tom Cruise
hickory,
did it.
Dickory,
no, I think Tom Cruise did it in Kokomo. Hey, what was that movie called?
Your dad's friend of mine.
Hey. He's going to pick you. Part of the Big D and Bubba show.
Want me to show you how to tie a cherry stem in a knot with your tongue?
You want me to light your cigarette?
Anyway. What was the Tom Cruise movie with the Kokomo soundtrack? Cocktail?
Yes, Cocktail.
So it's a neat looking trick. If I had a box of matches, a pack of matches, I'd show you. It looks cool. So I learned how to do it. Took me 20 minutes. He showed me how to do it. I got it. We walk into this bar, stand at the bar. He takes out a cigarette, puts it in his mouth, and flicks it, you know, does the trick, flicks the match.
Did he light
and
it like with his
cigarette.
Arm around his head?
No. I'm telling you, you have to see the trick. It's cool looking. Lights the match and lights his cigarette, and instantly three girls walked over and went, oh my God, how did you do that?
Oh, that's not.
What?
What?
Now, I want you to know I learned how to do that trick. I have not only done it when I used to smoke cigarettes, and then now I've lit other people's cigarettes doing that stuff, and not one time.
Of course
not.
Not
once has any girl ever come up to me.
It's a waste. He doesn't even need it.
Go get a lighter. You know you carry a lighter. You're that guy. You're the one who always has a lighter.
I don't have a lighter.
You don't have a lighter?
And it matches.
Do not even listen to what he's saying.
No, he didn't listen to
anything. No, because I was too funny laughing at all the little.
Want
to
be a part of the show?
We were 10 minutes past that.
I'm still there because it's hilarious.
This is constant, by the way. We constantly say something about
and Bubba's like, huh? What? Well, I was editing.
Show? Do I want to hang up and actually listen to the conversation?
Jeez. Here's the thing with that guy. He was doing that. He wasn't doing that for himself. He was doing that for the girls. He was doing that so that they would have a reason to
come
to him.
Talk to him.
Because he's already good looking. Mm-hmm. They already want to. He already has his face is his gig, is his little
match
thing.
I mean, he wasn't
thing.
Like, you know, Brad Pitt or anything.
But
he was,
yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, he doesn't
just,
need it. He felt he needed it.
Mm-mm.
He didn't. He needed that so that they would go, oh, it gave them the reason to come talk to him. Like Bubba, dude, I don't even, whatever, beacon that is that comes off of him. Like, people just like, they just love him. But me, I'm like.
Because we're homies, man.
But I'm like, hey, I'm the most personable one.
Yeah, you're the actual personable one. He's the one over there going, squirrel. But he's just so likable. You can't be, even when he really pisses me off, I can't stay mad at him. Look at him. He's just so likable.
I know. I'm serious. It's such a weird dynamic.
I know.
And it was funny. Like we'll be speaking at these dumb radio things. And if you run one of those things, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I mean, no, we love that.
But like they're like, hey, what do you think the secret of the success is? And I'm like, you know what? There is no, it's not, oh, what promotions did we do? And did you do this? And
it wasn't about the
billboards.
You
can't do the same thing we do. We can't do the same thing you do.
You can't
recreate.
It's you. It's your thing. You got to.
Yeah.
You have to be who you are.
There's no secret other than be yourself and be entertaining.
You know,
and
it's like
likeable.
It's like I was about to say, you nailed it right there. It's what Killer Bees said on the podcast last week when we were talking about your comedy. We were talking about Patrick, you know, kind of getting his start in comedy, and he said you can't teach likable, and that's the key.
And you can't teach funny. Jerry House told us
you can teach funny because I mean, how many people? How many people think that Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley are the funniest people ever because of their hosting? And I'm not saying this as a diss towards them because this is not that.
But
I'm saying
Paisley is funny.
They are funny,
and Carrie is too.
Carrie is funny in a dry way. She's very funny. That's natural.
The stuff they say on the awards show isn't them. There are writers.
It doesn't matter. They're funny. They're funny. That's why it works. You can write jokes for people, but you can't teach someone who's not
funny. The awkwardness that you're seeing is the jokes that aren't theirs.
That don't work.
But we've been around them, and they're naturally
great.
Funny.
They're great. Absolutely
okay.
Great.
Let me say, Jerry.
Look how he came completely 180 degree.
No, I said it's just different because they say that, you know, people say, oh my God, they're so funny. But it's not the stuff you're seeing on there isn't their real personality.
It doesn't matter. They are funny.
They are funny naturally, but it's different.
This is why, I mean, a lot of people don't know this. Comedians buy jokes from each other.
Do they really?
Yes. Like you'll write a joke and you realize, it's really funny, but it doesn't work for me. And you know a comedian that it would work better for, and they sell them to each other. Ron White very famously said he bought one of his most famous jokes from early in his career from a buddy of his because it was funnier when he told it. You know, if I had money, I'd probably buy jokes from people who I know I could tell them better. But I don't have any money to do that.
Who knew?
But,
I didn't.
Yeah,
did you know
that
was like a little cottage industry joke writing?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I know script writing and all that. But
with comedians, it's not like...
Well, there's joke stealing. I know that's a big thing with comedians.
Oh,
you have a lot
problem.
Of... And just like
with comedians,
Twitter.
It's almost more of a friendly thing. Like, hey, you know, I got this joke. I think it will work better for you than for me. What do you think?
Oh, so they offer it first.
Yeah, it's kind of that kind of thing. But...
Like with Twitter, they just steal it, and then they don't change the words.
It's the three things. What I was going to say was the three things that Jerry told us. To be good at this, you have to either be really, really interesting, really, really funny, or really, really likable. Okay? I feel like we have a combination of those three things going on, you know,
from time to time. Sometimes more funny than likable, sometimes more likable than funny.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I
and
agree
we're
with that.
Interesting people, you know, for the most part. But I know people who are just incredibly likable, who are not funny, who are great on the radio just because they're just likable people.
Yeah.
They're just really nice, really enjoyable people to hang out with.
I know successful people on the radio who, well, they're not really successful. They're in successful positions who have none of those.
None of those things.
None of those.
Keep that to ourselves.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people in that boat where they just kind of, you know, I'm talking about this yesterday. People who just find themselves in, they're just that guy. They're the guy.
You stick around a place long enough and you get promoted.
You're just that guy. But then you kind of go, I remember the first time Bubba and I think together, we're out and we're in L.A., and we couldn't wait to listen to L.A. radio, Los Angeles radio.
Yeah, it has to be better
it's
than where
be great.
We were, right?
I mean, it's the number two market in the United States.
Yeah.
Going to be awesome. This is where all the big names are, in New York and Chicago. Mm-hmm. And so we turn it on, and it was...
It was sad. We punched around to probably 15 stations because it was 5 o'clock, Los Angeles, and you're not going. Actually, it was about 4 o'clock in LA,
packed.
And you're not going anywhere for 3 hours. You're just going to sit there on the freeway, and it was the biggest letdown of my life, my radio life, because we were still, you know, we're still kind of green, you know, we had just started doing our show together. Yeah. And we're like, okay, well, we're, you know, let's see what everybody else is doing, and maybe we can steal some great ideas, and maybe, you know, there was nothing.
Can I tell you what that moment was for me? I was 19 years old. I was a top 40 DJ. It was right before I started working with you guys. It was really, this is probably 3 months before I started working with you guys. I question whether I should tell this because if the guy hears it, he will know I'm talking about him. But oh well,
he won't.
I bet he knows anyway. This was my first new program director. Like, I had worked at different radio stations, but this was the first time I was at a radio station, and the manager of the station had gotten fired, and then they did this big search, and they made a big deal out of how they were going to bring in the top guy they could get. You know?
Oh, my God. How many times have we seen that?
Yeah, and this big search to bring in the program
from
director
LA.
Who's going to run this thing. Yeah, so
he
this guy.
He worked in LA. It's going to be amazing.
They brought in this guy, and he was nice, and he came in, and he seemed smart, and he was going to do afternoons on the radio station. Okay, he was going to be the new guy on in the afternoon. And me, as a 19-year-old, been doing radio since I was 16, I'm listening to this going, oh, man, this guy's got to be great. He's the boss, right? And he's going to tell all of us how to be better, and he's...
It'll make you better just being around
yeah,
him.
Yeah, and he's... I mean, oh, my goodness, they went out, and they I knew some of the people they didn't hire that I thought were great, and then they hired this guy, so he must be amazing. And I remember I heard his very first break on the radio that afternoon, and after it was done, I was sitting there with my college girlfriend, and we both kind of went,
meh.
Well, you know, I mean, let's keep listening. And it never got better.
No.
It actually got worse.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, wow, this guy is terrible.
Well, you know, a lot of guys... In radio, they feel that they have to step into radio voice mode or whatever that is, and they turn into this.
But it's also
thing, and man, as soon as you do that, you just kill any creativity.
It's also, you know, you have to understand people are hired by their air checks. We're going to give you a little radio lesson here. Air checks are basically tapes of you on the radio, like highlights. Like, you know, you would see a highlight reel of somebody and they're trying to get a position on they want the recruiters to look at them. It's the same kind of thing. So you put together your highlight reel and you send it off to radio stations, and that's how they hire you. So this guy may have had a loaded highlight tape.
You know
I
what?
I have a story that will
shock
and
amaze you. Well, but let me just finish this before
you
go there. Let's say this, that guy was hired based on his work as the manager and having a station that had good ratings. He wasn't hired based on his tape. And
oh, I know
has
who you're
since
talking
become,
about.
Since become a very successful off-air manager of radio stations.
And he's very good at it.
Very good at it. But on the air, but I just remember as a 19-year-old going, oh, he's not good at this.
Yeah. When I was 17 years old, I was following the tutelage of a couple other radio dudes, and I just hung out with them, you know, and they're like, okay, do this, do that kind of stuff. So we ended up meeting this club DJ who was like, I want to do radio and all that kind of stuff. And we decided, I don't know which one of us came up with it, but we decided to do a fake air check of this guy. So
you made him sound freaking
great.
We
made him sound
you?
Amazing. Like, absolutely. Went into the production room, which is like the studio where you produce the stuff. We put it together with weather jingles. Dun, 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 weather! You know, and you hear, hey, blah, 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 blah. Scripted everything out. Did like take after take after take. We probably spent 12 hours with a couple bottles of rum and sitting. It was a different time back then, you have to understand. But we sat in there for about 12 hours putting this whole thing together, and we sent him with his air check to our competitor.
Brilliant.
He got hired.
Oh, good.
They hired him on the spot.
Oh, yeah.
So
he had to be great.
He was their new 7 to midnight guy, which, you know, it was a top 40 station. And top 40, that's like your prime time. You got mornings and 7 to midnight and top 40, and that's it. So he goes on the air, and we had a party. It was
a listening party?
We had a listening party. We knew that he was going on the air, so we got together.
Dude, and
we
this sat guy's never great. Done live
exactly.
radio.
Exactly, never He's in his never- life. He had never been on the radio before, and they hired him spot on in the city of New Orleans, which is supposed to have pretty good radio, you know. And
so are you guys sitting around on couches just completely plastered?
Well, wait. We brought folding chairs up onto the – my bud lived like in the warehouse. District, you know, so we went up to the top of the warehouse that he was living in. It's like really swanky, dude. And we laid out little folding chairs, you know, like you would bring to a tailgate. And we sat there with an ice chest in between us. Oh my and God. We just turned the radio on, sitting on the roof of his condo.
God, that's freaking great.
And we just waited, you know, and 7 o'clock rolls around. New Orleans. You hear like this intro. And it says the guy's name with the little jock shout. Jock shout! You know, the little things that would say
yeah,
their names.
Yeah.
So it's like, da-da-da! And he's supposed to come on
and
immediately say something. Jock shout! And all of a sudden you hear... Yes. Cuss word.
Did he not know he was on?
Here comes the song of So that goes on. And we're like, what? So 3 more songs pass by. And we're just like, oh, they already fired him. That's what we're thinking. They already fired him. So he comes on again. 3 songs later, blah 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 blah. Okay, the song's fade. No 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 no. Song fades. Blah blah blah. It sounds like he's a strip club DJ. Yeah. About I'm not.
I would pay money, man.
Cuss word song.
Oh, God.
That was it. And he
so
quit
great.
And walked out. They went to dead air for about 25 minutes before somebody else came in there and just played records for the rest of the night, or CDs for the rest of the night.
Oh.
It was the best night ever. It was so entertaining.
You know, you know what he was missing? He was missing this.
Want to be a part of the Big D and Bubba show?
Oh, I think he had most of that with him.
Oh, want to check under the floor tiles to see what I'm hiding?
No, this is just a little thing. You know, before you go and you swipe left or right, I don't know what it is on Tinder, make sure you see other pictures of this person, because that's just like an air check. They're going to put their highlight reels on Facebook. They're going to put their highlight reels on Twitter. You're not going to see a bunch of regular real world pictures of people. And you're, you know, same thing if you're hiring somebody. A little better interview might help instead of, oh, wow, you worked there? Which, by the way, we made up a place he worked in everything.
Oh, did you really?
Oh, yeah, it was
They
great.
Didn't call and ask if he really
no,
worked there?
They're, cool. they, no,
Why would they need to? They heard it.
They heard that he was, you know, he was big time DJ. They hired him on the spot.
I've got a cotton candy machine in my van.
Want to be a part of the Big D and Bubba show?
I don't have any mirror or windows in my van. You know the van that they always chased on Chips?
That's the one mine. That always blew up.
Always blew
up.
And it had that little weird...
the little porthole.
Round porthole window
the
in the back.
Porthole window.
Smell this napkin. Tell me what it smells like.
It smells like chloroform.
Or chloroform. It smells like chlorophyll.
I don't smell
it smells
anything.
Like grass.
I want you to count backwards starting at two.
Have you ever watched The Cosby Show?
Wanna be a part of the big...
Too soon. Okay, so anyway, did you know that 5-Hour Energy Shots now come in 10 delicious flavors? New improved taste, 10 great flavors. Have you tried 5-Hour Energy lately? Are we done?
Oh, we're done. Gosh,
I hope so. Are we done now?
Wanna be a part of the Big D and Bubba Show?
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.